I am so thrilled to have Kalani Pea
Aloha!
In and Alan Cole.
Hello.
My good friends, my neighbors, and I tell you, the energy, your mana is so powerful and so strong that it just explodes. And
you have mana.
Yeah,
yes.
But you know, your energy, as a people person, you are a loving, hugging people person.
I'm a big teddy bear.
You are a big
teddy bear. A purplicious teddy bear.
So, and of course, we all know your background. Mm-hmm. We know about your background and how you've been involved in language. And not only is there a sense of place in the new CD that just came out, No Ani'i.
Yes.
It's about language and a sense of place.
Identity, knowing
identity.
Your sense of place, knowing that if you live in Wailuku or Kihei or Lahaina and you are a resource, become the profound and prominent resource for your family and for the communities you serve. And I'm all about cultural values and practices. It doesn't start elsewhere. It starts at home. And building that foundation starts at home.
And you have a very wonderful, loving mother. I've met
I
a few
her.
Times at both Grammys. You bring your mother.
Yes.
And she is a wonderful support system.
I feel bad. She gave birth to this big boy. She probably had a horrible cesarean. But it's okay.
But you have, what, other brothers as well?
And I'm the eldest
family?
Of five.
Of five, yeah.
My mom had gave birth to me at 21, so she was... a good Mormon girl, and I'm the oldest of five. I'm an uncle of five nieces and nephews.
And, big family,
big family.
Ohana.
They big ohana.
Big love.
Big love. Yes.
So what's important in this is this? Okay, you came out of the box. Your first release gets a Grammy, and it gets a Nahoku, and you make history, and. Everyone was like, what? And even some of the local people were going, who's this dude coming up here and like hitting it right off the bat. So when you come out to do a second, your sophomore release, mm-hmm. you know, there was a lot of contemplation on your part about like,
yes.
okay, you got to show the mm-hmm. colors as well, right? It's a lot of pressure on a second
Correct.
Release, right? So what'd you do to decide on this one that you might have done differently from the first one?
I went in with the intention of not even thinking about accolades or anything else. I went in to write music. It takes me 5 to 10 minutes to write a mele and then arrange them. I never really planned on saying, okay, what I'm going to do to make it better.
Mm.
As artists, we evolve and we learn new things every day. And
yeah.
through experiences, life experiences. And for me, this album made me cry so many times.
Really?
With Dave Tutsuron didn't make me cry.
Dave
I cried,
is so great.
I cried in the studio because I wrote a song, number 3, is about my grandmother, Kahunani, who suffers from Alzheimer's.
Oh, my.
My mom's mom. And
oh my.
I wrote that for her. I wrote about places that I love, Hamoa Beach, my favorite beach in the world, and Hana. I wrote about cherished Ali'i, Ruth Ke'elikolani, my love for people and challenges that I faced as well throughout my journey as a musician. And even number 12 talks about love at home. Nahua Okealoha Hua means the source. The source of love starts at home. And it's
and you have a song, Wailuku.
And it talks about right about my beautiful place. I talked about the elements of the natural resources of the place that I live in.
Yeah,
history. Talk about King Kahikili of Maui. He used to live up there, and talk about the breeze that calms us.
Yes,
and that all pertains to love, right?
Yes.
And it's more than poetry and metaphoric meaning. It defines who I am as a
uh-huh.
person. I cried so much on the album because there's so many emotions, so much emotional feelings and laughters, joy, pain, and struggles elaborated in the songwriting. So a lot of people said, you know, you push the envelope a little bit more. I'm like, I had to put in Superstar
yeah.
featuring
I noticed that Superstar.
The Carpenters. Because my mom used to sing that song to me.
Oh.
And coming from this place, we grew up with all kinds of music, whether it's Lola or Janelle Keawe, or it's Willie Kay and Amy Hanaili, who's also featured on the album.
Oh, really?
Ho'okena, yes. They're number one, track number one, Hilo March. I talk about Hilo, my hometown. I want to take you on a journey. And I didn't sit down and write all this music and say, okay, this got to go here. I'm telling you a story. I'm taking you on a journey.
Yeah.
And this album, this sophomore album, will not I don't want to compare and contrast this album to my first. I'm all about, and it's beyond the accolades. It's about leaving a legacy for the future generation, so that they understand that the place that I come from, if they're from that similar place, Wailuku, go on your lanai, look on your porch, observe the beautiful natural elements, and if you feel like you need to write a song about that, do it.
Yeah,
poetry, poems, do it. Write it in your journal.
Mm-hmm. Write, you know, it all I got a message today on Kalani's Instagram. And it said that I got your album and I love it a lot. I have no idea what you're saying, but I love it a lot.
Wow, isn't that great? You picked up the energy of it.
Yeah, so I think that when it comes to spreading the Hawaiian music and culture worldwide, I think like you have to start somewhere, you know, and we're two records deep, and it's small things like that that kind of help, you know, that like ignite the fire and get people engaged and want to learn more and want to end up showing up at the concerts and reading the liner notes and finding out the translations and things like that. Yeah.
And for people to say that with wonderful family, friends and fans who buy the my album and are not fluent in Olelo Hawaii, there are liner notes, graphics and liner notes and words and translations. But when I write my song in Hawaiian first,
which takes a lot of work,
that was another 80
it's
hours.
It's a lot of work. Doing all of that is very inexpensive and a lot of work and a lot of pictures.
Yes, a lot of work, a lot of studying, a lot of proofreading and editing. But when we write the liner notes, that's one view, right? Someone will see the translations, whether it's literal or not, or metaphoric. Or symbolic.
Well, there's a lot of metaphoric in Hawaiian language, right?
Correct.
And I mean, all the chants are metaphoric, right?
Yes. I mean, it's truly defining who I am as a kanaka.
And so, now you have been traveling a lot.
Oh, gosh. That's
You've been
a
on
lot.
The road a lot. Where have you been in the last 6 months?
All over the world. Japan.
to the east.
To the east. I just came back from Orlando from a wonderful concert.
You went to Disneyland.
It was hot.
I know. That's the hottest time of year. And humid, right?
And I think if I overcome the heat, I should sing the song, Lola. and I would not think about the heat, but it was hot. But it was beautiful.
Uh-huh.
Lots of great people from Hawaii living out there in the east. People from Pennsylvania, Ohio came into the concert. People from New York. It was great. It was fun.
And Japan. Your first time, right?
You know, since Evalea...
That was last year,
It was last year. First time last year. I've been there 5 times. I have two tours
really?
And 3 big concerts. Yeah.
Oh, so now you have a following that's real big there now.
I'm grateful. I have a few kumuhula who teach my music out there. And there are dancers. There are millions of dancers out there. So
they love that, don't they?
They do. I love Japan.
I know.
I love the food there.
They
too.
Show up wearing all purple.
They wear purple.
Oh, do they really? Oh my gosh!
Like pom poms and cheerleading.
Oh my gosh! They were really?
They're wearing purple, and purple in Japanese murasaki, and ichiba means the best. So I'll scream on stage in front of all of them. I go murasaki, ichiba, purple rules, and they're like, yeah, murasaki. And
the Japanese write to Kalani every day on social media.
Arigato.
Every single day, they do not miss a day.
Seriously,
multiple
that's devoted fans.
Mm-hmm. I actually had one yesterday. They bought all the tickets for the concerts, and they took a picture and they posted it and tagged us. And this is not a show. The show is not till November.
Wow, and they already getting their tickets far in advance. Not like Maui.
Last minute.
They buy at the door, over here.
We are grateful for the fans in Japan. They are just top, just true dedicated to the culture.
Yeah.
And it's so beautiful to see that how much they love the culture and how much they're connected to Hawaii.
Mm.
You know, it's so nice. You
and
know?
Then after this release, of course, in 2 months, October, November, I have a 7-city tour in Japan. 7-city.
Do you? Oh, how exciting.
My promoter is Kailani International, and they've been there for me. And then I have a 4-state tour, West Coast tour, Colorado, Arizona, California, and Oregon. So I'm mahalo all those who've been part of this journey with me.
Oh, how exciting. That's wonderful. You know, I play your music also in the station in Sedona that I have.
Thank you K-U-O-S. So much.
And Superstar, of course, is...
You We're going to Arizona, actually.
I know you are. Mm-hmm. Superstar is important to you because of your mother.
Yeah, she loves the Carpenters, grew up listening to them, so I had to buy the vinyl as well when I was in Seattle recently for another music function.
Oh, and you did buy vinyl.
I'm into the vinyls. Like, I want to take some of your vinyls here or buy them.
Yeah, well, I have some at home too. Probably somewhere. See, there's more down there. That's some of the Awoin music and stuff. Well, that's just we used to have thousands. I mean, you can see there's some on top and there's some.
Amazing.
But no, we used to have thousands. And some, of course, have been lost. And I have some at home. But I don't have a player. I have a turntable in the back room. But I don't have a player at home. My player broke. I have to get another turntable. Because I love vinyl, too. But I'm old enough, Kalani,
playing
the two turntables on the air in this studio.
Oh, my gosh. Your fingernails are purple, too.
Well, they are. Oh, no, that's not. Oh, you can't
see. She wore purple for me. Murasaki Ichiban. Oh, my. And her toenail.
Wow. Fancy. Those are nice nails.
I'm going to be glitter. Barney for
Those
Halloween.
Are really
they
nice.
Could do it next door.
Oh.
Yeah, purple glitter. You want gels.
Okay.
You want gels. Gels smoother and they last longer.
Yeah, it's beautiful.
Yeah, I want to.
Who are some of the artists you have interviewed in this room?
Oh, my God. The people we've interviewed in this room, Mick
so
Fleetwood,
for the people,
of course.
The people, the people who are tuning in worldwide, they know.
Everyone, you can imagine.
Mick
I mean,
Fleetwood, really?
Many times.
Yes.
Many times.
Wayne Dyer, who's passed
and
away
Mick
now. And
lives
and
here.
All of, and you know that wonderful, all the great guitarists that were in Mick's band. Of course, Eric Gilliam, how many times? Amy.
Oh, love him.
Amy.
Love
four
them.
Or five times
love
in,
them.
In the studio here.
Love Amy.
But
Amy's on the album.
Amy's on the album.
Yes, I know. I love Amy. Me too. I really do. Oh, gosh. All the great Hawaiian musicians that you can think of pretty
Uncle
much
George,
have been here.
Everybody.
Oh, Uncle George.
Four-time Grammy Award winner.
Oh, yeah. Uncle George did a radio show on our Hawaiian music station for years. He did the morning show for a while. But no, we and Clifford Nioli, of course, many times.
Yeah.
And, no, but I
so
mean,
many.
So many, I can't even tell you how many. That it's because, you know, this is the business and we get the chance. You and I are good friends, but look at we're here in the studio,
yes.
And we haven't had the time to see each other except here in the studio.
Right.
And isn't that crazy? Like, you know, but that's
I'm with the
way
popular Cindy Paulus, ladies and gentlemen.
I love how Mick Fleetwood was like lives here, and then he was honored at the Grammys.
Yes, he was the music cares person.
Right.
The group was
the group,
main.
Yeah, so I was at the Grammys.
He won Album of the Year in the 70s.
He lives on the same island as us.
Yes, but did you get to go? That's expensive tickets.
No, I didn't
we
get
can't
to
go to those.
Yeah,
those are cost too much for us.
Music cares. Yeah, music cares. Yeah. Yeah, the tickets are $1,000 to $2,000 a ticket.
You know, it's like, I'll just go see him at Fleetwood. I'll wait.
That's the cost of my mortgage. Mahalo nui. On Maui no Kauai.
No, I mean, you understand that, right? I do, too. It's like, but people don't. I mean, you're doing your passion here, and the people get that in Japan. They get it when you're touring. But here, you're like a homeboy, right? And everyone loves you and hugs you, but it's not like it pays the bills, necessarily.
I have to tour. I have to go on tour. You know, the dreadful thing is, I'm going to say the word dreadful, is just packing up and going.
Oh, tell me.
It's like, I look at Alan and start crying. I'm like, I don't want to pack. So now I have to play the song Lola so I can feel that I'm in the mood.
And I'll get you my new book, How to Fly with Less Stress, is the updated version.
Oh, you got the okay.
I have the updated version out now, so I'll give you that. And I did an audio book of it.
Amazing.
So, yeah, because you got to do audio books these days, right? Because
technology.
People are listening, you know, in their car or whenever, you know. But, I mean, I love this. I love the CD. And we're going to go out by playing, I think... Well, I don't know which to play. I was going to play I Listened To and I Loved It All,
what
but
did
no
you
one.
Like?
You like Noah?
Oh, yeah, that's a self-titled album.
Yeah, we're going to go
means
out.
Means we belong here.
You do.
Thank you, Cindy.
Title track.
You want to hum along a few bars here so that
you're. Oh, this one is Kahunani no Ola'a. Number 3.
Oh, wait, jump. Let me.
You want to change?
Yeah, I want to change. There we go.
Right here. Oh, no ane'i. Talks about we belong here. You become a source.
You are a source.
No ane I koka kola. No ane I koka kofono ea. Henakufuna. Mahalo, Cindy.
Mahalo. Oh,
Weeha.
Ea. Henamakua.
It's a dance song.
happy song.
It is. I like happy songs. Songs.
Yes.
It is. It's wonderful.
Oh, thank you.
I love it. Wonderful.
My holy kula, my yama kola ea. To all the people of Hawaii. To all the people of Hawaii. Okay, we're going to bring in the drums and the bass. Here we go.
No,
I need you call Kako Pono. Hey, ah, and Naku Puna. Mahalo KAOI 95.1 FM Maui with Sandy Pablos.
Great job. Great job. Love it. Wow, it's wonderful music. Thank you so much.
Thank you so much, my friend. Miss you. And we will end.
Stay in touch.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Aloha.